Well, you know, right now it doesn't mean much, except it's going to be in the national conversation over the next 6-7 weeks. And I think we have Pete Buttigieg to thank for that in a few different ways. So I think here in South Bend, it's, you know, you're just going to see a city that's acting like a cheerleader for its mayor. And then we'll just have to take it step at a time, the next step, if things were to proceed in a positive way.
What do you think his chances are?
You know, it's, everybody wants to ask me that question, and I'm sorry, I don't have a great answer for it, because this is such a complex thing, and it's such an odd thing for most people to wrap their minds around. What I can tell you is that as a Democrat in the state of Indiana, I think Pete Buttigieg is the exact person or type of person that we need running the party at the national level. The party right now on the national level is in the wilderness. We don't know who's going to be carrying the banner. We don't know what direction we're going to be going. We don't know what our strategy is going to be. And I think Pete Buttigieg is the exact type of person that can bring us out of that darkness and into the light. And the reason for that is he's bringing a new generation's thoughts, ideas, and frankly, record of success to the table.
The mayor is a Democrat who's done very well in a red state. And do you think that that's how the party finds its way again nationally?
I think it's highly relevant. It has to be, right? I mean, we're talking about someone who is a two-term mayor in Indiana in a working-class county in a working-class city. So you have to look at this and say, these guys here are doing something right. So if you are a DNC committee member in Arizona or Alabama or North Carolina, I mean, you have to an objective observer would have to look at this and say, this guy deserves a good look. And let's be honest here, what we've been doing in the last decade is not working. Okay, these last two election cycles, you know, it is not working. The same old tactics, the same candidates, the same type of campaigns, it doesn't work anymore. We need, what do we have to lose by trying to forge a new and innovative path? That's what Pete Buttigieg represents.
How is he different?
I think it's his perspective, and when he sits down and brings people to the table, you have a lot of people who say the words, oh, you know, I'm not looking for a Democratic solution or a Republican solution. I'm just looking for a solution. I think with Pete Buttigieg, he actually means it, and he actually walks the walk instead of just talking the talk. If you look at South Bend, which, you know, a lot of people from around the country aren't going to be familiar with South Bend, but here you had a city that was devastated by the closing of a huge manufacturing facility that has now been on the steep incline, okay, and progress is being made at a pretty, you know, substantial rate for people like myself that have lived here my entire life. And I think you look at sort of the policies and the tactics of Pete Buttigieg and what he represents and how he gets people invigorated to stand behind him and want to work with him on his policies and on his initiatives. That's, as a casual observer looking at this, that's what I see more than anything. I see Pete Buttigieg having the ability to really inspire people to want to get involved in the community and want to see their community become a better place.
How does somebody campaign for this position?
It's pretty straightforward. I mean, you're lobbying to about 450 individuals that will be making this decision. So it's a lot of time on the phone, and it's a lot of personal contact, I think. And also, I think what these committee people are probably going to be doing is watching the temperature of the area they live in. So I think you got delegates. If you live in Michigan and you live in a certain county in Michigan, you're going to be sort of paying attention to what the Democrats in your area are saying. I think that's what any smart committee member is going to be doing. And if you see them talking about Pete Buttigieg and you see them saying that, yes, this is the kind of leadership that they want to see, your rank and file Democrats, I think those committee members should be listening.
That was Jason Critchlow, chairman of the St. Joseph County Democratic Party. Jason, thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, John.